11:30 a.m. Eastern Wartime. Your dial is set at 660 WEAF, New York.
The makers of Old Dutch Cleanser present... Helpmate, the story of Linda Harper. If you've ever lived in a place where the water was hard, you know how much harder it makes your cleaning. Hmm? But not if you use Old Dutch. No, ma'am, for Old Dutch Cleanser has a fast-acting grease dissolver that cuts stubborn soap curds that form on your sink or make a rim around the bathtub. And in addition to a grease dissolver, Old Dutch also has Seismotite to wipe away the dirt. This means you get concentrated cleaning. So even if your cleaning is complicated by hard water, you can get it done easily and quickly with Old Dutch Cleanser. In fact, when scientific laboratories recently made tests on all leading cleansers, Old Dutch cleaned 69 more kitchen sinks per can than any other cleanser tested. So you see, those two extra ingredients, a grease dissolver plus Seismotite, can mean a lot to you. Because even if you have hard water where you live, you can get extra cleaning help with Old Dutch. Fast, safe help. So start using Old Dutch Cleanser right away. Get a can the next time you shop. And now, Helpmate. In order to vindicate Steve, it is necessary for Steve and Cheryl Brooks to get Margaret Lee to agree to testify that it was Mary James who murdered Eddie Blake. The first step in that direction was to get Margaret Lee to admit she possessed such knowledge. Steve and Cheryl hit on the idea of Joe Christmas pretending to be friendly with the girl. And as you know, their plan has worked. For we heard Margaret Lee say...
Can you make a long-distance phone call?
I reckon I could.
I don't mean here. I mean from someplace where they wouldn't know. Steve Harper and that Mrs. Brooks.
There's other phones in Claremont I could use.
Then you call Mrs. Mary James in Axminster. Tell her I'm here. And she'll come here, and she'll pay you, or she'll send somebody.
Yes, and she could come here and get you, and I'd be left out in the cold. I may be old, but I ain't no fool. You're getting something out of this. You're being paid to keep your mouth shut. Now either let me in on it, or let's not even talk about it anymore. I reckon Steve and Cheryl will be back pretty soon.
All right, I'll tell you. Mary James killed Eddie Blake. She's the wife of the mayor in Axminster.
Killed somebody, did you say?
Yes, Eddie Blake. That's the murder Steve Harper's accused of. I heard her do it. I know all about it. And I'm scared to death to get mixed up in this. I'm in a big enough jam already. You get in touch with Mary James. Tell her you know that if you want to, but get me out of here. Whatever you get out of it, I don't care.
Is that all? Just that you do know this Mary James killed this feller? What'd you say his name was?
Eddie Blake. Mary James killed him. I heard it.
Young lady, we hated to do this to you. We hated to trick you this way.
Trick me?
But when an innocent man's life's at stake, well, you'll do anything. Come on in, Steve. Come in, Cheryl.
Now our scene resumes. Steve and Cheryl have just entered the room. We hear the defiant girl saying...
Oh, you think you're smart, huh? You tricked me into believing you'd help me, and you got me to tell, huh? Well, what good is it going
to
do you?
Oh, wait, Joe. Let me talk to her. Now, wait, Steve. Miss Lee, Steve and I were right outside the door there, and we heard what you just told Joe. You said it was Mary James who murdered Eddie Blake. Now, as long as you know that, and you know we know you know it, do you mean to say you wouldn't repeat that testimony to save Steve?
That's exactly what I mean to say.
But the three of us, Cheryl and Steve and me, heard you say it.
And I still say, what are you going to do about it?
Look, Miss Lee, would you let me be tried and probably convicted for a crime you know I didn't commit?
That's your lookout. I'm looking out for me. And I'm not going to testify to anything.
Why won't you testify?
That's my business.
She's afraid, Cheryl, that's why.
Who are you afraid of? Mary James?
That's my business.
What if we said you knew who killed Eddie Blake?
And it'd still be my word against yours.
She's right, Joe. Wait a minute. Miss Lee, do you realize that if you agree to testify, it'll mean Fred James won't be mayor of Axminster any longer? Don't you realize Mary James couldn't do anything to you?
You're a fine one to talk. She's got you on the run.
Well, yes, but that's because Steve can't prove he didn't kill Eddie Blake. If you'd agree to testify, Steve wouldn't be on the run.
And do you want this on your conscience the rest of your life, Miss Lee?
I'd rather have it on my conscience and be alive than be found up some alley.
Look. Look, a minute ago, you were asking Joe to let you get in touch with Mary James. How long do you think she wants you around? What do you think she'll eventually do to you?
Are you going to trust a murderer?
All I want is to get out of here. I was tricked into coming here. I was tricked into telling what I know. Now I want to get out of here.
Where would you go? Back to Mary James?
No, if you want to know it. Just as far away from her as possible. And as far away from you, too.
I'm afraid there's no need talking to her tonight.
Honey, you're just plain scared. You don't realize it, but we're your friends.
Friends? Fine friends you are. If you're my friends, why don't you let me get out of here?
Honey, you're not leaving here until you agree to testify that Mary James killed that man.
Well, I won't testify. And you're just going to keep me here until Mary James finds out where I am. I know what she'll have done with me if she finds me. You don't care what happens to me.
And you don't care what happens to Steve. Well, we do.
Wait, Cheryl. There's no need arguing with her.
Are you going to keep me here another night? Can't you see what I mean when I say... Every day you keep me here means one day nearer to Mary James finding out where I am.
Shh! Be quiet, everybody. There's a car just drove up out in front, Steve.
Where, Joe?
Look through the window.
It's Mary James!
You be quiet.
There's two men getting out, Steve.
Yeah. No lights on the car, either.
Looks kind of funny, maybe, huh?
Let me out of here. Please let me out of here. I knew Mary James would find me. She sent for me.
Look here, honey. Did you get in touch with Mary James?
No, but when I left Rapid City, I mentioned I was going to Claremont to a Mr. Smith. Oh, I knew she could trace me.
You reckon that's what it is, Steve? They traced her?
I don't know.
What are they doing? Are they coming in?
Please let me get out of here. I could go out the back way.
Looks like one's staying by the car. The other one's coming up the walk.
Steve, you reckon they're coming for you?
I don't know, Joe. That might be it.
Steve, look. Now, don't be foolish. If they have come for you, don't let them get you now.
No, Steve. Go on out the back way.
Oh, but wait a minute. We're all getting panicky about nothing.
That fella's coming up to the house, Steve.
Yeah, but it could be anything. I'm through running every time I hear the doorbell ring.
Oh, Steve, if it is somebody after you, you owe it to Linda not to let him get you now. This girl will agree to testify.
No, I won't.
You will, honey, when I get through with you.
Steve, do what Cheryl tells you. Go on out the back way.
What if they've come for me? You gonna let them take me?
He's at the door.
Now, look, Steve, don't be foolish. Here, take my key. Go on out the back door and go to my house. Nobody will see you.
Go on. Take it, Steve.
Well, all right.
Go on, Steve, hurry.
Well, what about me?
Take her with you. And look, Margaret Lee, if you try to get away, they'll hear you.
I'm not going to try to get away.
They'll get you sure if you do try.
Come on, Margaret.
Sounds like they mean business, huh, Cheryl?
Wait, let me close the dining room door here. Well, you want to open the front door, Joe?
How do you do?
Does a party by the name of Smith live here?
Well,
Yes. Mr. Smith lives here.
Oh. You, Mrs. Smith?
No, I'm not.
We're just friends of Mr. Smith.
Oh, I see. Just friends, huh? Is Mr. Smith here?
What is it you want with him?
I want to see him about a little personal matter.
Well, Mr. Smith doesn't happen to be home right now.
Are you expecting him back soon?
He didn't say when he'd be back.
Oh, that's too bad. I got a very important message for him. Well, it ain't for him exactly. It's for Miss Lee. Of course, if she was here, I could give it to her.
Well, she's not here either.
Oh, you're sure of that, huh? And what's your name?
My name's Christmas. Joe Christmas.
Christmas, huh? Can you pick the funny ones, Mr. Smith?
But he's telling you the truth. His name is Christmas.
Well, well, now imagine that. And it says Smith. Steve Smith, right here on the doorbell. And his name's Christmas. And I suppose yours is Thanksgiving. Miss Margaret Lee?
Say, you're making a mistake. This is...
Shut up, you. See what I got here? This thing might go off and hurt somebody. If I pull the trigger... Now, turn around, Mr. Smith. I said turn around. That's better.
Why, you hit him.
Yeah. Dropped him neat, didn't I? And he's out like a light. Now, come on, you.
Well, let go of me.
Start to yell, huh? Well, I can handle a dame like you with one hand and keep the other one over your mush. Hey, Muggsy, come help me take this babe out to the car.
A few minutes later, Steve looks out of the window from the house next door and says to a frightened girl,
I can't see anything. It's too dark. There goes our car. Everything must be all right. Come on. We're going back next door.
It's grand to have the youngsters home during the summer months, isn't it? But man alive, how they can track up a clean kitchen floor or leave a shining wash bowl sticky and dirty. But listen, with Old Dutch Cleanser to help, you can clean up behind them in a jiffy. Why, with a few quick, gentle wipes of your cloth and just a little Old Dutch, you can have your linoleum spotless. And Old Dutch is not only quick and efficient, but it's safe, too. You see, there's a special combination of two extra ingredients in Old Dutch, one for speed, and one for safety. There's a lightning-fast grease dissolver to cut the grease in a flash. And then there's famous Seismotite to wipe away the dirt safely. And believe me, those two extra ingredients mean a lot. Mean you get extra cleaning help in Old Dutch. Why, in recent scientific tests, Old Dutch cleaned 97 more bathroom wash bowls per can than any other cleanser tested. And in every test made by these scientific laboratories, Old Dutch came out way ahead. So, when your youngsters come running home to tell you how glad they are that school's out, well, you can be glad, too. Just remember that for all the extra cleaning you'll have to do, you can get extra cleaning help with Old Dutch Cleanser. Stock up on Old Dutch right away. On the outskirts of Claremont, an automobile speeds through the night in the direction of Axminster. The driver smiles with satisfaction as he says,
Pretty slick, huh, Muggsy? I told you it wasn't too hard to locate a Mr. Smith and a Margaret Lee.
But we have an idea that smile of satisfaction isn't going to be in evidence very long. Not after Blackie and Muggsy arrive at their destination. You won't want to miss the next exciting chapter in the new so highly human story of Helpmate at the same time tomorrow. This program is brought to you by the Cudahy Packing Company, makers of the new improved Old Dutch Cleanser, and Del Rich, the whole milk margarine.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.